Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with flavor on Flavor News Radio.
One side is hot,
Some things we started and others need to stop. Yeah, there are times when I feel your love and it feels so sincere. Then there are times when I don't know if I want to be here.
Because
half the time we're fussing and fighting.
Yeah, half the time
we're making sweet love.
Yeah, all the time
we're dividing romance and we're still in love on a 50-50. Yeah. Listen. I can black and white, no color, paint a picture so clear. It's like being alone and being afraid, yet possessing no fear. Hey, it's crazy, girl. In our mixed up world, how the bound become free. There's 50 good days for every 50 bad days for you and me.
Because
half the time we're fussing and fighting, yeah.
Half the time
you and me, we're making sweet love. Yeah,
all the time.
And we're still in love. We've had our share ups and downs, but we're fussing and fighting.
Half the time
we're making sweet love, you know.
All the time.
All the time, baby. And we're still in love on a 50-50. Yes, baby, yeah, yeah. We've had our share of ups and downs, baby. Yes, we have. But Lord knows we're gonna make it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause we're still in love, still in love, still in love.
Because
half the time we're fussing and fighting, yeah, 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 yeah.
Half the time
making sweet love, you and me, we're making sweet love, baby.
All the time.
All the time. Steady to body romance, baby. How come we're still in love, baby? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Half the time
I don't wanna let you go, baby. No, 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 no.
Half the time
we're making sweet love, yeah. I won't let you go. Don't let me go. Oh, no, no, no. I gotta have you, baby. Right here with me. Oh, 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 oh. You're mine, mine, all mine. Shamanana, sweet, 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 yeah.
remember as if yesterday. The walks in the park, making dreams along the way. I can still feel your arms, still loving me. What will I do if I can't remember you? I remember your voice and the heart. I can still see. But what will I do if I can't remember you? Now and then I see the things about. If it doesn't work out today, you know, I remember as if it were yesterday. I can still see the laughter in her eyes. I can still see how she was the most important thing in my life. And now it just seems so strange that she's not here. So many times I still remember, but what will I do? If I can't remember you. If I can't remember
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome. How are you? Come on in, sit down, relax at Flavor Coffee House as we share this time on Morning Coffee with Flavor together on Wednesday, hump day. I hope you're really doing well. I really, really, really do. I know I've had to do a lot of work on my attitude and actually just physically, you know, feeling better because of being sick and taking care of my daddy. But I'm glad to be here with you. And yes, I rolled out of bed this morning. I did. So I had to play some music, get me some peppermint tea going, so I could actually just kind of wake myself up and talk to you this morning. But I opened up today's show with some of my favorite people. Brian Christopher with Just How You Feel. He created that amazing intro for the show for me, and I love his style. I love his voice, and you know, he's doing some really, really good things. So it's been a wonderful journey, you know, to know Brian Christopher and to watch him, you know, see, there goes my voice, to watch him over the years as he grows and expands who he is and what he does, going into Calvin Richardson with Half the Time, and then closing out with Corla Weigel with I Remember. I know a lot of times they say the very first artist, indie artist that I experienced here was Sister Love, and I need to remind myself that actually it really, really goes back to Corla Weigel. I used to go and see her perform like at the Sheraton downtown, to the Scarlet Tree, and different places around Seattle, and she's just an icon here. She's moved back to California, which is her home, and digging being, you know, mom and grandma and all of that. She reminds me somewhat of myself, you know, because I had the opportunity of having her on my show. You know, when they brought her back up here to Seattle, I consider Seattle her home, but I know California is. But, you know, from time to time, she blesses us in the Pacific Northwest with coming back and doing some shows. And she's got a powerful voice, a powerful voice. It's just absolutely amazing, you know, to see and hear her perform live. But anyway, you are here at Morning Coffee with Flavor with me. And this is where I just kind of like to, you know, share some thoughts, some stories, some good music to start the day with. It's my one day of the week that I wake up really, really early for me and, you know, want to come and share this time with you. It's my reminder of the days when I had my physical building, Flavor Coffee House, and I used to greet people in the morning and be able to wish them a good day. And so Wednesday is my day to do that for you online, is to be able to, you know, hit every time zone in the United States where it's still morning and just say, you know, we're here together. I care and I value you. And, you know, I want you to have a great, great Wednesday. So, as I was saying, you know, I'd been sick, and I've not been sick like that, you know, in a while. I do recognize the fact that every year this time I do get sick, and my daddy does too. And usually my oldest daughter and all. I do think that it is associated with hay fever, with allergies, because of it, you know, that season where the pollen is really starting to come down. You know, the flowers are blooming, the trees and the shrubs and bushes and all are very full with, you know, all of that stuff that just helps make it beautiful, but also, you know, tests some of us, many of us, with, you know, how it affects our bodies. I was chatting with somebody that said the pollen can be seen all over the cars. I want to say out there in Atlanta, Georgia, or someplace. And I think that, thank God, it's not like that out here. I have seen it to that point somewhat in certain areas, but I definitely believe that we live in an area, neighborhood that is full of things that causes this issue. But unfortunately, after I, you know, got well, my dad got sick. And I get very scared when he gets sick because he's going on 92 years old now. And the biggest concern is, you know, is settling in his lungs and turning into pneumonia. And he became very, very weak. lost his appetite, just had no desire to eat, and it scared me. You know, it scared me. Yesterday, last night, by the time he went to bed, he seemed somewhat better. The coughing isn't as much, you know, even though I can hear him cough. And that's one of the problems, too, for me, is that I chose the room above him so that I can hear. And so I can be aware, and my office is over the living room area. So I'm just always aware of how he's feeling from sound. But I do go up and down the stairs and check on him, you know, in between, you know, the times that I'm cooking for him and taking care of his other needs. So I haven't been sleeping well, and, you know, but that's just part of life. You know, it's kind of like when you're a mom and you have children that are sick and you're very aware that they're not well, and so you don't rest so well. Well, the same thing goes for my elderly daddy, you know, that I haven't been resting so well, and so I've been very, very tired. And I'll be honest, I got grumpy. I did. I got grumpy, and but I'm grateful, you know, to the people that I've had in my corner, because I've had to spend some time the last few days kind of venting and just being really honest, you know, with my feelings around it. And I'm grateful that I have those people that allow me to vent, allow me to cry, allow me to own my feelings, because they are real. And so I say that to you, too. I hope that you have people in your world that you can vent to and, you know, be able to share your thoughts and feelings, you know, with them when you're not, you know, having a good time, not when you're not in a good space. I think that, you know, I think that we all need a sounding board. And I talk about that, too, because I know a lot of times we post about, you know, removing ourselves from negative people. And I think there's a difference between safe venting and negative people, because I, too, you know, recognize that I've dealt with some people over the years that their personalities have taken a toll on me. And because every time you talk to them, there's something negative going on. You know, and somebody else is always doing something to them. And, you know, and I'm one who tries to, you know, uplift and support people. And I realize that also being a Cancer in my personality, I absorb other people's energies. And so I've had to step away from some people that just don't seem to be getting it together. I think they're absolutely amazing. It doesn't mean that I don't love and care for them, because I do. But I realize that I love and care for myself, and that I need to take steps to guard myself from that type of energy. And I wonder, you know, do you think that way too? Do you feel that way also? I do think that there's a difference. What do you think? There's a difference between venting and just processing and getting stuff out, and just continuously complaining about anything and everything in life. I don't know. It takes a toll. So anyway, I'm extremely grateful for that. You know, I have some wonderful people in my corner when it comes to being Lady Flava and being a part of the music and entertainment industry. And I have some exciting projects that I'm working on. I feel extremely motivated as of yesterday. I was kind of posting out that I think I got my mojo back, because I was so productive yesterday and working on some projects. And that was a great, great feeling for me, because I don't feel like I've had that energy and in a little bit, in, you know, in about a month or so. And so it felt good to just be proactive and get out there and you know, work on some things for myself and for, you know, to make my whole world work when it comes to being a part of this industry. You have to be very careful, because the people that you come across, you don't know if they're necessarily For real. I definitely learned some hard lessons about researching, that even when you research somebody and they seem like they're doing something, maybe they really aren't. And maybe it's really not a good fit, even though you might think that it is. So those are things, you know, some lessons that I've had to learn going into 2014. But I do recognize I got God on my side. I really, really do. And, you know, he just sees me through a whole lot of things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But anyway, I've been kind of rambling, haven't I? So why don't I jump back into playing some more music? Oh, who do I want to play? Who do I want to play? You know what? Why don't I play Monica's single, "Is Feelings," and it's off of her up-and-coming project called "Conversations with Monica Monet." Again, "Feelings."
Ooh. lindas para mí. Cosas lindas para mí.
Inside your soul, I contemplate the child who's so ready to achieve and so eager to receive. Can't give up on you, just remember what I said and all those wholesome words that you've laid up in your head. It's been worthwhile, the time that I've spent with you. If you look what life has sent to you, and remember to hold on, never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side and will win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. You're all my shining light. They'll all reap what they've sown, though they take it for a joke right now. I'm planted like an oak right now, but that's the way I've grown. Our love will stay so true, he'll see you through and through. Ever lean upon his name, and he'll show you what to do.
the time that I've spent with you. Maybe look what life has meant to you. And remember to hold on, never for one moment should you think that I've forgotten you. The hateful and the rotten crew will pay for what they've done. Oh, I'm still by your side, and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. I'm still by your side, and we'll win the fight. So humble and contrite, ever holding you so tight. Just enjoy the ride, the power and the might. And don't you fret for the wicked, cause you're all my shining light. You're all my shining light.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava, and that's my dear, dear friend Chameleon, who's just finishing up on his tune. But in this last set, I played my girl Monica Monet with Feelings. That is her single off of her up-and-coming project called Conversations with Monica Monet, going into one of my favorite people, Paris Escovedo with Nina Linda. I'm really excited. I'm working on some project with Paris. And you know what? One of them is I'm really trying to get he and his band up here to Seattle to perform. So cross your fingers, put out some good vibes, and I hope to definitely be instrumental in making that work. Then I closed out the set with my boy Chameleon. This is a man that I love as my friend and as an artist. I love his style. It's just eclectic to me, and I've got some new music that I really need to upload so that you can hear some pieces off of his up-and-coming new project. But I played My Shining Lights by my friend Chameleon. You know, the exciting thing about being Lady Flava is, you know, building amazing relationships. And relationships are really important, whether it's within your own family or whether it's, you know, in your communities or whether it's, you know, within the industry that you work in, the jobs that you do. Effective communication is really, really important. And you sometimes you just can't have that with everybody. You just can't. And that's just reality. But when you have the ability to use your voice and your presence to make things work, that's when things can just really, really happen. And over the years of being a part of this industry and just in any job that I've done, you know, I've been very, very blessed to meet some amazing, amazing people. And, you know, and at times, you know, we become friends. I think it's important to, in a sense, be able to separate friendship from business. And I think that's really, really challenging. Because it's almost like when you cross that line into the friend and personal arena, it can take things a step backwards when there's a problem when it comes to the business aspect, a challenge when it comes to that, you know. But I've been blessed, you know, to meet some amazing talents that I do consider my friends and who've been a part of my world for many, many years. And at times you'll hear me reference them because we've been through a lot of things together, you know, and have encouraged each other over the years and have been a witness to the growth in who we are. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for those relationships that have stayed, you know, from the beginning of who we are and what we do, and to be able to work on projects together. It's really, really a beautiful thing. Many times people don't find that, and I think a lot of it really honestly comes down to attitude. I think that how we choose to perceive things can also not be correct. And I think that in if we have the ability to switch it around in how we react and how we feel and how we see a situation, it definitely can change a relationship to the better. And I do think that we have to recognize who's worth putting in that effort for and why it might be a benefit to us. But for me, I have to say, you know, I've been able to savor some relationships and just changing how I react and how I perceive things to be. And I've been found wrong. So a lot of times, you know, when I talk about these things on my show or I post up things on social networks, it does not mean that I've got it mastered. But it does mean that, you know, in my 53 years on this earth, I'm growing. And I realize that of what works. I listen to something motivational and positive every single day, whether it might be Joel Osteen or it may be just some motivational speaker or something. I listen to something every single day. I usually try to do it in the morning and in the evening. Kind of in that time when I do my prayer and meditation. And I find that it's really helping me, you know, to just, you know, keep myself in a good space, even when I'm going through challenges in life. Even when I was sick, you know, I did it. And even when I got grumpy, I did it. And I think because of utilizing those tools for myself, it helped me kind of get out of my funk faster than maybe in the past. You know, sometimes life can be so dang challenging. Family can be so challenging, you know, and then when you add all the other things on top of, you know, all of that, you know, it can feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders. But you know what? We can drop off some bricks here and there. Just in our attitude. But I want to play a piece by one of my favorite local talents. And actually this piece is something that he did with another local favorite and family of mine. This is Reggie LaFleur, and this is called Champion, featuring my girl Felicia Loud.
Not to be confused. The choice is now just a benefit. Either it's me that you want or it's him. I've had this thought from that very day. Lionel leaves when I heard you say you will be mine this century. And I'm taking home this glory. Was that a story that you spoke just to her? I can debate with what I heard. I'm not giving up so we can win. My stake as a champion. So speak now or forever one. Statistics say that this will be fun. The fold now like the moon and sun. Shine on, shine on.
You and me making history. Now wouldn't that be something? Like a job to be done. You're my champion.
Yeah.
You and me making history. Now wouldn't that be something? Like the job to be done. You're my champion.
I see you under apple trees, placing my ring from down on my knees. Looking back, we will contemplate how it all went from that day. So count your blessings, count your you and me. Count those days that are soon to be. Where is he now? Where do losers go? Ask me, I know. Engraved on our tombs will say, ever since that November day, like a job to be done, I'm your champion.
You and me making history. Now wouldn't that be something? Like a job to be
of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night, through the pain, through the heartache. I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. You're the rock I need to lean on, my light when I can't see. You hold me when I'm tumbling. Girl, you mean so much to me. And I can't think of anything that I would rather do. So hold me close and hold me tight. No matter what, I love you. So love me with your sweetness through the night, through the pain, through the heartache. I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. When I look into your eyes and deep into your soul, you don't need to say a single word, 'cause I already know. You're the one that I've been waiting for so long, for a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. The heartache, I still believe in our love, a love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond. A love that'll last forever, a love that'll last for long, a love that'll last a lifetime and beyond.
Voice, give me a sign.
All right, that was my girl Yawande. Anyway, closing out today's show, I played Reggie LaFleur with Champion featuring my girl Felicia Loud. Going into one of my favorite people over there in Germany, Stevie Schneider with Lifetime and Beyond. And then, like I said, my girl Yawande with her piece, Amazing. I'm very blessed. I've never met Stevie in person, but he is somebody that I came to know many, many years back. And playing his music, he is a devout Christian. And I think it's refreshing, you know, when you can see a creative soul that does not have a problem professing their faith and belief. And I like that, and I value that about him. He also does some Christian rock music, which I definitely need to play for you. Reggie LaFleur, he is an amazing talent out of the Pacific Northwest. I've been blessed to see him perform a few times on stage. And you know, when you think about a whole package type of thing, from the way that he cuts his hair and the way he dresses to that beautiful guitar that he plays, it creates that whole scene on stage. And so I think that's a great thing when there's an artist like that that can just captivate you not only by their singing talents or their musical talents, but just by their presence. And Reggie is one of those people that do that. Also Felicia Loud. And that woman can sing, and so eclectic that, you know, she has a style of her own, but a voice that just, you know, came from God. And then Yawande, I cannot wait to experience her in person. She's a powerhouse. She's an amazing person that not only feeds your soul but feeds your mind, because she challenges you to get involved, to be a part of making a difference in your community and society in the world. And I'm working on some projects in hopes to get her out here to the Pacific Northwest. Well, we've come to the end of another show, and man, I'm glad I woke up for this. I was really, really, you know, fighting it and, you know, hitting that snooze button and everything. But you know what? I'm glad that I came. And I hope that you enjoyed this time with me, you know. But as I close out the show, as always, I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that you're an amazing person. Before you start that day, go look in that mirror and say, you know what? I'm beautiful. And, you know, I have something to offer, you know, others. Also, I encourage you to go share a smile, especially a smile with a stranger, because you just don't know how that simple act can change somebody's day. You know, we walk around frowning so much in this world, but just turn that frown upside down and trust and believe you will feel better, and so will others. Have a great, great day. This is where we meet every Wednesday at the Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flava.